This is Dr. David B. Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. It's good to be back. Last week, our grandson, Eli, asked Lori why I wasn't able to speak, and Lori, Gigi to Eli, told him, "Pop Poppy lost his voice." When I came home later in the day, Eli met me at the door and asked me, "Pop Poppy, did you ever find your voice?" Well, it took a while, but eventually I did, and it's good to be able to talk again. I've got a question for you this morning. When you get where you're going, will you be there? Now, let me explain my question with a story. The father of five small children decided to give Mama a break and take the kids for a drive. He piled them all into the car and took off, but he forgot to tell them where they were going. After a few miles, the five-year-old little girl began to think about the situation, and with a puzzled look on her face, she looked at her daddy and asked, "Daddy, when we get where we're going, will we be there?" The little five-year-old had a good question. That's a question all of us should think about. It's early enough in this new year to ask, when I get where I'm going this year, will I be there? Another way of putting it is, do you know where you're going? Or are you simply going through the same routine day by day, week by week, month by month, year after year? Now, I happen to believe routine is not necessarily a bad thing. It can keep us on track. It can prevent us from wasting time thinking about what to do next. It's not necessarily a negative quality as long as we know where it's taking us. As only Yogi Berra could put it, if you don't know where you're going, you might end up someplace else. Or as another person put it, author Lewis Carroll, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Think about this. If you don't know where you're going, you'll likely take a road someone else has chosen for you. It may not be the road God wants you to take, and you may end up living someone else's dream, which could be a nightmare for you. Remember, you only have one opportunity, one chance to live this life. Someone observed that life is like a dollar bill. You can spend it any way you want to, but you can only spend it once. I want to encourage you to step back and start thinking today about where you really want to be and how you intend to get there. Getting where you intend to be has to begin somewhere, and it has to start with you and where you are right now. See, that's because today is the only day you really have. Tomorrow is a hope. Yesterday's a memory. The only day you can live is today. And the kind of day you decide to have this day sets you on the path for tomorrow. Think of it like this. Your life is a journey. This day is part of that journey. So let me repeat that question. When you get where you're going on this journey, will you be there? Just where will you be when you're where you think you want to be or where you think you're trying to be? See, if you keep traveling in the same direction you're headed today, doing what you're doing today, where will you be this time next year or in 5 years or 10 or 20 years? What will your life look like? Where do you think you will be with your family, your vocation, your finances, your personal relationship with God? It's been my experience that most people simply don't ask these questions. They just travel along life's journey, never really aiming to be anywhere in particular. I like what Henry David Thoreau once said, "In the long run, we only hit what we aim at." And I would say that's true for the short run as well as the long run. But you're different. By the very fact that you're listening to this podcast, there's something within you that wants you to be the best God intends you to be. To live aimlessly without a real direction is to waste this precious life we've been given. The psalmist prayed like this in Psalm 39, "Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered and my life is fleeing away." Part of numbering our days is to know our direction so we can make the most of every day and consequently our whole life. As believers in Christ, we should know we're destined for heaven. Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him until that day. But the question is, how can I have a plan to make a positive difference on that journey? And I don't know of any other way to do that than to get alone and think about what you want your life to look like, or better, what you believe God wants your life to look like. I don't know of any other way to do that than through prayer and meditation, a time of getting aside so you can listen to God. If you're going to find out God's plan for you and your life, you're going to have to spend some time with God. It's as simple as that. Get aside with God in prayer and ask Him what He wants in those major areas of your life. Likely today is already planned for you. At least take a moment sometime today, maybe right now, and mark off some time somewhere this week to think about where you're going and where you want your life to be. And you can do that today. Even if all you have is 10 or 15 minutes to think about it this week, take it, do it. And next week, I'll talk about the different areas of your life where it's essential you examine where you want to be. One of my favorite poems is Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. He ends that poem by saying, I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. Join me next week, and we'll think about the difference the road less traveled can make for you. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.